Just a reminder for Sunday, our service will start at 9, and everyone is encouraged to bring something you want to share. In a little while after our closing song, everyone is invited for snack. Yung binanggit kanina ni Sister Ayan na niluto ng ating mga nanay, and let's have a celebration that we know we've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, that God has saved us from the penalty of our sin. I did also some malagkit there, but if you taste it and you don't like it, don't mention it, all right? Invite also friends. Sunday we will be having our film showing. I suppose some of you have watched this video in 2004. I suppose it was in 2004 that was shown, but you might have forgotten and want to recall that film. And so please do invite friends on Sunday. All right, the last and the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, we can read it in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Shall we read together? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus marked the fulfillment of his mission assignment in the grand design of salvation when he surrendered his spirit to God the Father. He yielded to the authority of his Father to take control and be in charge of everything. And we ask the question, since Jesus had already paid everything, since Jesus died and paid everything, when he said, "It is finished," why should he die when he has already said it, that it was already paid? Why should he need to die? He already suffered that punishment that was supposed to be upon us. It was already completely paid. It says tetelestai, fully paid, right? Why did he need to die? In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 it says, let's read, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin." Actually, Jesus died even before the last drop of his blood came out of his body. Bago pa naubusan ng dugo ang Panginoong Jesus, namatay na siya. It says in John chapter 19, verse 33 and 34, let's read together, "But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water." The soldier who pierced his side made sure that Jesus has died. Jesus died not because he ran out of blood. Hindi po yun ang dahilan ng kanyang pagkamatay. He died because he gave up his spirit. When he said, "To you, I commit my spirit." That was when he died. Hindi po nung siya ay sinugatan. Hindi po nung siya ay sinibat sa tadyang. Jesus died because he gave up his spirit to the Father. But what is the significance of the last statement of Jesus for us today when he said, "For us, into your hand, I commit my spirit"? Ano po ang kabuluhan nun? When Jesus committed his spirit to God the Father, he trusted that God the Father would not leave him alone in the grave. God is in control of life in death. God knows the time when we were born, in the time when it's time for us to go. Jesus' death is the final signature or the final stamp that He has freed us from the penalty of sin. Yun po yung final na. Kumbaga, okay, parang sinasabi niya, na after niya sinabi na nabayaran na lahat, ito na yun, kailangan ng i-signature. At ito po yung death niya, ang final signature or final stamp. When Jesus resurrected, it was the ultimate display of God's power to make our hope more secure. Not one day all of us will resurrect if we die. Kung tayo may mamamatay before the Lord Jesus will come, that resurrection of Christ is should inspire us and to have more hope that we live with Him forever. God will not leave anyone on the grave, anyone, believers or not. Everyone will resurrect. Believers will resurrect to heaven, but non-believers will resurrect to where they belong. When Jesus gave up His Spirit to the Father, this is also the best example that Jesus did not work on His own alone. Hindi po siya, ako lang may trabaho nito. Ako lang ang may karapatan na magsabing, ako lang ang nag-work dito. Walang pakialam ang iba. Hindi po ganun ang sinasabi niya. He submitted to the will of the Father. That is something that we need to learn. Submission to God the Father. Submission to our Lord. People without the Spirit of God in their life, they are actually spiritually dead. Kung wala pa ang banal na espiritu sa buhay ng isang tao, sila po ay spiritually dead. That is the reason karamihan ay hindi nakakaintindi tungkol sa ating hope of eternal life, because spiritual matters can only be understood through the help of the Holy Spirit. Naiintindihan po ang mga spiritual matter kung ang banal na espiritu ay nasa sa atin. Even non-believers would decline to believe na mayroong impyerno or mayroong langit. Why? Because those are spiritual matters and they don't accept it. Why didn't they accept it? Bakit hindi nila maintindihan? A spiritually dead person do not understand the word of God, the warning of God. God is spirit. And we are to understand God's word through His Spirit. Sabi po sa 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, let's read. Person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. No matter how we preach, no matter how eloquent we are in explaining the Word of God, if the Holy Spirit is not working in one's life, hindi po sila maniniwala sa ating pag-share ng gospel or sa Word of God. We may or may not explain well the 7 last words of Jesus. Kung hindi man natin kayang i-explain eloquently, if the Spirit of God is living in our life, the Holy Spirit would use the word we hear to trust Jesus all the more. To summarize the 7 last words, the first of the 7 last words was focused on the needs to be forgiven of those who tortured Jesus and the forgiveness of our sins too. Yung pangalawa po sa 7 last words of Jesus was focused on the assurance of eternal life of the repentant thief who put his trust in Christ. In all who trust in Jesus. The third statement is a reminder for us to respect our parents, to make disciples, that we will come to know better caring, the better caring love of Jesus if we draw closer to Him. If we are closer to Jesus, the more we understand His care for us. The fourth of Jesus' seven last words reminds us to keep on persevering, keep on keeping on, even at times we feel like God has forsaken us, even at times when we feel like God is not doing anything for us. We keep on trusting our God. By His grace, we can persevere. Amen. Now, the fifth words of Jesus would challenge us to thirst for righteousness. Freedom from sin is slavery to righteousness. When we say that we are freed from sin ng ipinako ang Panginoon sa cross, then we become slave sa paggawa ng mabuti, righteousness, ng tama. Christ knows our needs. Alam po niya ang ating pangangailangan. Just as He was also in need. So any need that we have, ask God. Even living in righteousness, we need to ask God, Lord, di ako marunong mamuhay in righteousness. Help me live in righteousness. The sixth word of Jesus should remove from our heart the fear of being punished in hell, because Jesus has completed all the necessary payment for our sin. So if there's still doubt in us, keep on. Even that doubt has been nailed on the cross. So don't allow that doubt to reign in your heart. Keep on asking, Lord, I still sense this. Seems like it's still influencing me. Doubt sometimes is like this roaring lion. The lion has been in the cage, but when it roars, you would be scared. I don't know if you've been to the zoo and have been near a lion, and when it roars, you might be scared, even if you know it can't beat you, it can hurt you, it can bite you. The seventh and last word of Jesus committing His Spirit to the Father is a reminder that we should submit to the Lordship of Christ, just as He submitted everything to the Father. What does that mean, submitting to the Father? Sometimes we feel like we need to act on our own, but even in our prayer, we need to ask the Lord to help us pray. What kind of prayer we are to pray? Ano po ang pwede nating ipag-pray? Ano po yung word na sasabihin natin na pleasing sa Kanya? Ano po yung move sa Kanyang puso upang tayo ay pakinggan? We ask that. Let's ask the Lord to help us fully trust, magtiwala that His will is the best for our betterment. Ask the Lord, Lord, I believe that what You say in Your word is the best for me. I understand that intellectually, but to practice is different thing. To practice what we believe is another thing. It takes faith, and it takes the help of God to help us practice what we believe. When Jesus committed His Spirit to the Father, He knew that God would not leave Him decay in the grave. If we trust that God would resurrect us one day, if we die before the coming of Christ, should we not trust that God has the best design for our life? Would you believe that God has a grand design for your life, a better design for your life than what you think or what you can imagine? if you would still have that doubt that God's plan for you is far better than what you think, then keep on asking God to strengthen that faith to believe and trust Him. Sometimes we plan, I like this, I like that, I want this, I want that. But sometimes it's not really the best thing for us. It's not. Because sometimes the motivation of having this and having that is envy. We want this because we want to be known by others, to be like this and like that, to have this and to have that. That is some kind of human sinful nature. But we know that and we understand that God's plan is better than what we think and what we desire. So ask God, put the desire in my heart. Please put the desire in my mind. Your desire, the best plan for me that you have and that I may follow. We can only have real experience of God's best design for us if we fully submit every aspect of our life to His authority, to His Lordship, the Lordship of Christ. Our mindset, our emotion, our decision-making, vision, and even our family, our relatives who would be deciding with us, we can ask the Lord to lord over those things. Jesus declared in Matthew 28, verse 18, let's read this. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This has been read and memorized and preached many times over and over and over, but these things has not sink into our hearts fully. What does that mean? What does it mean? All authority. All authority. What does it mean? All authority. Not only particular, not only specific thing, not only these things, all, everything you can think of, He has the authority. So, no problem, no concern in life is too difficult for the Lord because He has authority over them. If we seek His help, we can recognize more that He is the authority. Remember that Jesus has all authority in heaven. Decision who would enter or not enter comes from Him. He has the authority if we enter or not enter. He has the authority on earth. He has authority over finances. Even if you desire to be like this and like that, to have this and have that, He will decide upon that. And we have this sadness in our heart because we cannot reach that desire we are looking for, we are aftering. But if we seek God, ask God, Lord, did you want me to become a billionaire? Did you want me to become a millionaire? Or just to be a regular person? Ask that. You might be living a lifestyle that God has not planned for you. Even how you would approach life so that you won't resist the direction God is leading you. A relationship. He has authority over relationship. Lord, I like this. I like that. I want him. I want her. This is the person I want to be my partner. But God might have been saying, no, he is not. She is not. But I like her. He likes me. She likes me. But my family don't like me. Can Jesus has authority even the emotion of your or decision making of your relatives or your family? so that that relationship will push through. Our emotion, can the Lord enable us to forgive? Can the Lord enable us to forget the hurts that we have experienced in the past? Can the Lord enable us to rejoice even when times there's stormy, life is stormy? Can we rejoice during snowy day? Can we rejoice during hot summer? Physical health, our health, God has authority. Can I rejoice even when I'm sick? Circumstance, can the Lord bring you into a circumstance so that you will be able to realize that vision God has for you? What else? What are other things that Jesus had no authority, or we can say he has authority? A lot of ideas that we can think of, he has authority. Even the things that we cannot imagine or think about, he has authority. Now, may I ask each one to stand up. Some of you have been discouraged of what happened in our church. These empty chairs would easily describe what happened. But would you join me? If God allowed this situation, can the God that the previous leaders trusted be faithful still with us if we trust him that God would fill these empty chairs? Can we trust him for that? Can we? May I ask each one to stand and surround the chairs? We'll do something. We'll ask God join together in prayer, and let's pray specifically that God would send church members who would obey him. Can we go and stand and surround these chairs? So leave your chairs for a while, and this, let's form a circle, and let's pray. Let's pray that God would fill these empty chairs. Also include your prayer, kay Nanay Francine, she's not feeling well. All right. Let's bow down our heads. Say a prayer, however God would lead you to pray. Just say that prayer.